The United States government was operating normally on Tuesday. Yet, it did not seem a few hours earlier as if Russia was done trying to publicize the nearly three-day-long government shutdown. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a bill to pay for federal government operations Monday night. The measure will guarantee financing for federal agencies through February 8th. But as lawmakers and the Trump administration reached an agreement, Twitter accounts linked to Russian operators were busy. They continued to post hashtags seemingly aimed at publicizing America's political divisions. As of 300 hours Universal Time on Tuesday, the hashtag Schumer Shutdown had been used 535 times in the past 48 hours. That number came from Hamilton 68, a website that follows about 600 Twitter accounts. At the same time, the site reported the top trending hashtag was Schumer Sellout. Hamilton 68 reported that its use increased by 4,800% over the same 48-hour period. Both hashtags are named after Charles Schumer, the leader of the Democratic Party in the U.S. Senate. Schumer agreed to the compromise spending bill with Republican lawmakers. But at first, he refused to support any spending bills without getting a deal on another issue. He wanted to protect Dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, from possible deportation. Among those using Schumer Shutdown on Monday was U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., also used the hashtag late Monday. The hashtag Schumer Sellout began trending on Twitter Monday. It appeared in 19,700 tweets as of 300 hours UTC on Tuesday. Among those using it was the Michigan Republican Party, which tweeted, "Schumer sells out the resistance, hashtag Schumer sellout," and a link to an opinion piece in the New York Times newspaper. The Hamilton 68 website made clear that hashtags like Schumer shutdown or Schumer sellout are often not created by the Russian-linked accounts. Instead, they often take the hashtags created by Twitter users who are not necessarily linked to Russia and try to expand them to help support existing divisions. The website said other top hashtags being heavily supported by the Russian-linked accounts included Release the Memo, Syria, No DACA, We the People, and Russia. Release the Memo, which the Russian-linked accounts tweeted 480 times Sunday and Monday, saw their heaviest usage late last week. At that time, the accounts tweeted the hashtag more than 3,000 times. It also gained popularity among Twitter users, including some members of the U.S. Congress. They pushed a committee of the House of Representatives to release a report written by the committee's chairman, Republican Devin Nunes. They argued the report approved the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice are unfair. Both government agencies have been investigating possible ties between Russia and aides to Trump's 2016 presidential election. U.S. intelligence officials and lawmakers from both parties have warned Russia is continuing to try to interfere in U.S. politics. Russia has denied the accusation. "They're trying to undermine Western democracy," Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats told the Aspen Security Forum this past July. "Congressmen are worried or should be worried about it," Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr warned last month. He added that only the uninformed would believe Russians are not trying to affect the next U.S. elections. I'm Dorothy Gundy.